flooding along Lake Ontario has pummeled shoreline residents and businesses this year. As a result, the international body charged with overseeing the lake has come under scrutiny to let more water out of the lake. Von Golden reports.
The International Joint Commission, or IJC, controls the flow of water into and out of Lake Ontario. Members of Congress have been putting pressure on the body to mitigate flooding and reconsider its long-term goal, Plan 2014. Democratic Congressman Anthony Brindisi isn't a fan.
Clearly, in my mind, the plan is not working as written.
He met with the IJC commissioners and shoreline property owners this week.
While there are shipping interests and energy interests and environmental interests, the human interest, specifically the residents and business owners along the shore, are first and foremost in my mind.
Representatives Elise Stefanik and John Katko have also met with the IJC commissioners over the summer. Brindisi said the communication between local stakeholders and the IJC has improved drastically from earlier this year, but the IJC's message hasn't changed much. The IJC still wants to make shorter-term adjustments so flooding doesn't happen next year, and then it'll reconsider revising Plan 2014 later on. I'm Vaughn Golden, WRVO News.